This is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry is sending a strong warning to Syria, saying that the threat of force is real if it does not carry out a plan to hand over its chemical weapons.
We cannot have hollow words in the conduct of international affairs, because that affects all other issues, whether Iran or North Korea or any other.
Kerry issued the warning today during a stop in Jerusalem. Two storms are threatening Mexico.
Tropical storm Manuel, which is very close to being a hurricane, and in fact we think it will be one when it makes landfall within the next 24 hours on the Pacific coast, and Ingrid is already a hurricane with maximum winds of 85 miles per hour. It could approach 100 mile per hour winds as it makes landfall, we think, early on Monday.
This is SRN News.
If we fail to act, the Assad regime will see no reason to stop using chemical weapons.
We all heard the president's speech on Syria. But what now? Will we rely on the always trustworthy Vladimir Putin and the Russians?
The Russian government has indicated a willingness to join with the international community.
Seems like a far-fetched idea. What is a good idea is that you keep listening for the latest news and great opinions on everything Syria. Because it matters. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
The U.S. Department of Justice reports that a child goes missing every 40 seconds. That's 800,000 kids a year. There are preventative measures that every parent should put into place to keep their kids as protected as possible. Amber Child Safety is a comprehensive system that allows parents to track their child's social networking profiles, smartphone behavior, and even their children's whereabouts using GPS technology. Is your child where they say they're going to be? Are there sexual predators nearby that might be a threat? Amber Child Safety can give you all of the information you need to make sure your kids are protected, even when they're not with you. Amber Child Safety is the only program endorsed by Donna Williams, whose missing daughter Amber tragically initiated the entire Amber Alert system. Do not delay. Enroll your children now for as low as $9.95. Call 1-855-999-9893. 1-855-999-9893. That's 1-855-999-9893. Or go to radio1.ambersignup.com. That's radio1.ambersignup.com.
We're here with Pierre Jean Lopi from Chez Daniel French Bistro in Bloomington.
I came to America with $100, a job at my toolbox with all my knives, and I thought I could make it on my own. You need the government to help me out all the time. Work hard, and you'll be rewarded.
What are some things that people think about French restaurants that aren't true?
They think they're going to be very expensive, first. Second, the waiter is going to be a pompous jerk. It's going to be a white tablecloth. And it's going to be fattening, and it is not. It is not.
Tell me about the food at Chez Daniel.
Personally, I love seafood, but if I must say, one of the best sellers always be the rack of lamb, beef tenderloin, and salmon. At Chez Daniel, you'll get a restaurant that's elegant, but yet casual.
Open for lunch, dinner, happy hour, and special events like weddings or your corporate parties. Chez Daniel Bistro, just east of France in the Embassy Suites Hotel on American Boulevard in Bloomington. Online at ChezDaniel.com. Call 952-888-4447.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-916-2899. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-916-2899. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-916-2899. That's 1-800-916-2899.
Welcome to Telecom Soup, Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good afternoon. This is Charlie Burrell. Welcome to Telecom Soup. Our telephone number here is 952-513-2149. You can reach us on the web at telcowarehouse.com, or you can send me an email at charlie@telco, TELCO warehouse.com. We want to welcome our guests here today. With us today, as we had talked about last week, we have our special guest from BlueNet Inc., our IT consulting firm in Eagan, Adam and Arlen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We also have a special guest with us. We'll call him our extra special guest from Velocity Telephone, Dave Johnson. Dave, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So each week we talk about different topics relative to telecommunications and the IT world in order to help small businesses with their infrastructure, their telephone, their communications. And this week, last week we had talked about the topic of different types of internet connections. We talked about broadband, we talked about the differences between DSL and cable, and we also brought up the term T1. This week we are going to talk about one of my favorite topics and something that Telecom Warehouse specializes in, and the term we're going to talk about today is hosted PBX, or sometimes called managed IP, hosted VoIP. Now, this is a topic that our clients, Telecom Warehouse, we have numerous customers on this type of platform. And we feel that they have a special strong interest in this type of program because there is a huge amount of value for this type of product from a feature set, from a functionality, and from a level to help small businesses grow and become more efficient and more profitable with their telecommunications. And the topic that we're going to talk about with this hosted VoIP, we're going to talk about the advantages, the disadvantages, and really some of the platform that resolves around hosted voice, voice over IP. So one of the things I want to address here as we talk about here is, guys, how can somebody get a hold of BlueNet? What is your telephone number so that the audience has an idea of connecting with you for comments, questions, or concerns related to their services?
You can reach BlueNet at 952-925-2583. That's 952-925-BLUE. You know, we're a managed IT consulting firm. We do a lot of hosting. We do a lot of other consulting work, really laying the foundation of what you need in a long-term growth, you know, where you're going, where you're headed. We really want to hear about the business side of what your needs are so we can, you know, shuffle out what is going to be the best fit.
And one thing I'll add to that, Arlen, is, you know, in our reference to our topic today, kind of a hosted V over IP or a hosted voice solutions, BlueNet can help lay the groundwork network-wise to make that happen. And we work well with Charlie and our special guest, Velocity, to make that happen.
So. Absolutely. And as we get later in the show here, we're going to talk about we're going to talk to Dave and ask him questions and give us the 50-foot view on who Velocity Telephone is and the importance of Velocity to relevant to our topic today of hosted VoIP. Anybody in the audience, if you have questions or comments during, please call the station at 651-289-4488. Again, that's 651-289-4488. So as we had mentioned before, the topic of conversation today is hosted VoIP. And I want to define a couple different terms as they're going to be relevant to the conversation today so that the audience has an idea of what these terms or these acronyms actually stand for. The first one we're going to talk about is called PBX. PBX is your phone system. It stands for Private Branch Exchange. When we talk about PBX, think of it, guys, as if you looked in your phone closet, that big box, that big brain, or the central intelligence, that is your PBX. We're going to talk about PBX. It's the audience needs to understand that that's what we're referring to. The second term that we're going to talk about is VoIP. What does VoIP stand for, and what does it mean? VoIP stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol. Now, there has been a lot of talk. This seems to be kind of like a buzzword. So we're going to talk about the advantages and disadvantages of this product, hosted VoIP. And let's lay the groundwork for what a traditional phone call or phone architecture looks like in our client's you know, phone closet or in their atmosphere, and then the difference between what happens in a hosted VoIP. So in the traditional world, let's say, for instance, the customer has a carrier to do their, you know, their phone and internet access. So let's just take customer A, who uses Integra Telecom and uses them for maybe 5 or 6 phone lines and an internet connection. So part A of their architecture is they would have their ISP provide phone internet access. Well, what would that plug into? That would plug into their PBX. So if they opened up their phone closet, they would have the central intelligence or the box sitting on site. They own it. They maintain it. They probably made some type of capital purchase to purchase that PBX, but they bought it and the central intelligence is sitting on site. Anywhere that they have a handset, that would be your telephone, you know, your telephone handset. So let's say that this business has 5 handsets that would be sitting on their desk. Those would be generally in analog or a digital type of phone system. That is what I would call the traditional way of delivering telephone service. When that customer picks up a telephone call, it is traveling over the copper wire that was installed, so the public telephone network. What's kind of different between that architecture versus what we're going to be talking about today, hosted VoIP? There's a lot of difference. Let's start off with the difference of the central intelligence. Instead of having that big box sitting on site or the brain sitting on site, there isn't a brain. There is the brain of the phone system is actually sitting either A, in the cloud, offsite, or B, sitting back at the data center of the carrier. So the central intelligence, the brain and all the features and all the functionality is not sitting on site. It's offsite. Guys, can you relate to that?
Yeah, it's an architecture we see a lot more and more. The idea of hosted and putting things in clouds in general, and cloud's a kind of a marketing term, but it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But, you know, having it in a data center where it's managed for you and the big infrastructure that's there is serving multiple organizations, but you get your slice of it that's managed on your behalf and in a lot of cases has a lot more uptime. I think the cloud itself from the data center aspect has a lot of other features like business continuity and a lot of other pieces that fall into this conversation that are very important.
Absolutely. Now, from a handset level, do you remember how we talked about the fact that you have a phone line, it's just plugged into the wall, it's your traditional way of delivering telephone service. In the new world, we talk about hosted VoIP, that phone now is an IP phone, it's an internet protocol phone. And instead of powering it up with a traditional phone jack, it is now using a Cat5 Ethernet connection. In other words, that phone is now plugged into a Cat5, which, you know, if you looked at your computer, generally computers are going to have some type of Cat5 cable. It's actually going to be the same cable that is plugged into the back of your computer. There's going to be an interface. And from an architectural standpoint, instead of going out to the phone jack, that Ethernet connection goes all the way back to your phone closet and plugs into a power source called a PoE switch, or power over Ethernet switch. And from the phone provider that provides you the hosted, they're going to provide you all the bundle. They're going to provide you the managed phones on your desk. They're going to generally manage that power over Ethernet switch, so it's owned by the phone company and managed by the phone company. And that's really the difference, is you don't have the intelligence sitting on site. You have a managed switch in your IP phones. Does that make sense?
And generally, to add to that, there's the internet provider, actually, the phone, hosted VoIP provider, will also bring in some sort of router or something as well, like a gateway device. And in reality, instead of, as you mentioned before, Charlie, that big box sitting in the room, the big brains, the PBX, and now it's a couple of, I'll say, rack units, so worth of equipment, switches, and a gateway device. And that's,
absolutely.
And that's it. So big space savings, a lot of times also a big power savings as well.
Absolutely. As we get further into the conversation, we're going to talk about the advantages and disadvantages of hosted VoIP, but really we want to talk about two different types of hosted PBX or managed PBX. The first is a managed VoIP solution. In a managed architecture, the ISP, and Dave will use you from Velocity because you have this product, actually you have both of them. In a managed environment, the ISP or the phone company will provide you the T1 connection, so they're going to provide your internet connection. They'll provide you all your phone lines. They will provide you all of your features, and they will host the central intelligence and push out those features across that internet connection to the business or the business user that is totally customizable. So that is a managed environment. They provide the entire bundle. We also have an unmanaged environment, an unmanaged VoIP product. Now, Velocity can also do this, and we'll talk about that later. This is where they provide the switch, the devices or the handsets, the features and functionality, but instead of providing the internet connection or the gateway, they allow the customer to go out and actually bring in their own bandwidth. Now, that bandwidth could be a Comcast connection. It could be a CenturyLink DSL. It really doesn't matter. There's differences between the two. One is a bundle. One is more of a package where you bring your own bandwidth. One question as we talk about these features and functionality, and one of the things I'd like to present is this is a question that for the general audience. Think about this. What is a telephone call worth to your organization? What is a phone call worth? How much is that what is that phone call worth? Now, think about this question. What is a missed phone call worth? If you miss a phone call, what does that cost your business? Think of the organizations. Guys, can you give me an example of maybe like a service-oriented company that takes orders? You know, if they miss a phone call, what does that cost them? Can you guys think of examples?
Well, I think BlueNet can answer that because, you know, part of our business is being a service, you know, organization, and a missed call is missed time. You know, that if we can take a call directly and handle something, you know, on the fly, you know, it's very powerful for the clients. You know, if we've got the staff to answer that call and take care of it right now, that makes us look good. You know, a lot of times, you know, the ability for some of these other features within the voice side, you know, that's a huge piece of not only the cost savings, but also the feature increase. You know, I think later in the conversation here, we're going to talk about some of the twinning features and some of the pairing of cell phones. Might be jumping the gun a little bit, but you know, those type of things for a services company are important. But if you're a sales organization, and most organizations have some type of sales side, you know, what is that speed to retrieve calls worth to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so the new world with this hosted VoIP, we are going to address being able, because in today's world, people want instant gratification, right? If they can't get a hold of you on your main number, they're going to call your cell number. If they can't get a hold of you on your cell number, they're going to call the next number. And people want instant gratification in today's world. So for that small business customer that's out there that is looking or listening to this broadcast here today, we are going to address how we can help you connect your phone calls. What do you do if you miss your phone calls? And what happens if your connection is out, how are you still going to have business continuity and continuation so that we can continue to drive sales towards your business? There are a huge amount of features and functionality that we have with this hosted VoIP platform. One of the things that we look at is the cost to set up the service. Anytime that Telecom Warehouse sits with a customer and we look at their actual architecture, and I'm going to go back to the traditional world. Let's say we have that small business customer that we alluded to early in the show that had, you know, some phone lines and internet connection, and it was with, let's say, for instance, Integra Telecom. And their spend was $500 a month, and they had 5 users. Listen to this sales pitch that allows us to go in and present hosted VoIP. Mr. Customer, let me kind of give you the 50-foot view. What if we were able to come in with a brand new phone system that costs you next to nothing to install, gives you all the features and functionality that you guys have that would help you guys be more productive, you never have to worry about maintenance costs, and it's less money than you're currently spending for your phone service? So think about that. An option to get a brand new phone system, doesn't cost you a dime to set up, is less money than what you currently spend, and you'll never have to worry about functional obsolescence. That is what we're talking about today. We're talking about hosted VoIP. There is a tremendous value in the marketplace for the small business customer because generally in every single situation that I'm put in, I'm able to give the customer brand new technologies. They don't pay for hardly anything as far as the setup and costs. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. You're listening to Telecom Warehouse. This is Charlie Burrell at 952-513-2149. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
Trinity!
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5348. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity!
1-800-936-5348.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149, or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. We are back with Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. For those in the audience just tuning in now, if you have any questions regarding your telecommunications, your IT infrastructure, please give the station a call at 651-289-4488. So before the break, we were talking about the topic of hosted PBX, hosted VoIP. And I asked the question, what is a phone call worth to your organization? And what is a missed phone call to your organization? Anytime that we sit down and we're having a discussion about hosted VoIP, we talk about the features and functionality that come along with this. And sometimes even the most basic features that a business has, like, for example, caller ID or voicemail or so on and so forth, are really critical to that organization. Well, hosted VoIP comes with a variety of functionality that we are going to discuss and certain features that help everybody sitting here at the table today either A, reach their customers, B, respond to their customer needs, and can be used in a traditional environment for a small business owner to become more profitable. So the first thing that hosted VoIP has is, and this is a feature that I absolutely love, and I'm sure you guys will agree with me, is the unified communications, the voicemail platform. How many times have you called an organization and you can't get a hold of the person and somehow you get lost and thrown into their voicemail and the organization never follows up with you because you can't, you know, they never get the voicemail or it's too, you know, too hard to find out. Does that happen to you guys?
Yeah, it certainly is kind of a pain.
They can't get a hold of you. And again, people want instant gratification. In the traditional world, the old world, when somebody left you a voicemail, you'd look at your handset and you look at your phone and you'd see like a flashing red light. Well, you don't know if there's one voicemail there. You don't know if there's 20 voicemails. They're just sitting in some kind of queue and you have to listen to them. Or how many times does the business even have voicemail? Do they have a receptionist who's literally handwriting down information for the business owner to call you back? So in hosted VoIP, the thought of having unified communications is a huge value for customers. What is unified communications? First of all, just like that old world where you have the flashing red light on your phone, you will have that. So it'll be kind of like the indicator. You'll have the voicemail. You'll know that you have voicemail. But the carrier, like a Velocity telephone, like a Dave Johnson here, the carrier will actually send you a wave attachment to your email. And literally, you have access, if whether you check your email on your cell phone or you check your email at your house or whether, you know, wherever the case, anywhere you check your email, you will have a visual recording with the caller ID, the name and telephone number, the length of that message, and you can appropriately respond to that customer who left you a voicemail. That's huge.
As a longtime unified communication user, I'd be lost without it because having that, you know, my phone in front of me all the time, I'm checking it all the time for
absolutely
email. And when my voicemail pops into my email, you know, being able to listen to it and respond to it immediately when I can't take the call, you know, in a meeting or something like that, you know, being able to actively work with it, then having it in an email when it's sent to you that way.
It's saved. It's right there.
It's right there, but you can forward it. If it's not directly something that I'm working on and I can get it to, you know, one of the partners within BlueNet, I can forward it and then they can take immediate action with the real-time message, not some
today. It's not going to be lost in translation. Right. And for a guy like Dave Johnson, Dave, you're more primarily in sales. Let's just say that somebody were to call you for maybe like a billing or a service issue. You know, you can handle you could handle that call in a much more efficient way because maybe that call wasn't really driven for you. You can literally get that message to the person that's, you know, more responsible for that. And on the backside, that customer has a better satisfaction for you know, handling customer issues. Wouldn't you agree with me?
Well, that's a great point, Charlie. And you know what? I use that a lot myself with support type issues, you know, because I don't recognize the number.
Sure.
I'm able to interact with that customer, identify it as a support need, and then shoot it off to my support team.
And they're able to respond appropriately. And yep. So unified communications is one of the biggest advantages in hosted VoIP. One of the other features, and this pertains to businesses that have what I would call remote salespeople. Maybe they have salespeople that work from home. Maybe they have secondary locations. You know, maybe they're working from their hotel room, for example. They're on a sales call. Hosted VoIP gives you the ability to actively tie those remote salespeople into your business system. So, for example, let's say you have a small business here in Eagan, and you have 5 employees that report to the office, but you have 2 people that work out of their house. You literally, in most cases, can take your hosted VoIP phone, so the handset on your desk, bring that back to your house, plug it into whatever internet connection that you have at your house, whether it be a DSL or cable connection, and make telephone calls out to your customers as if they were sitting in the office. In other words, we can reverse that. Let's say a call comes into the main office and you need to transfer that call out to your remote salesperson. The remote teleworker ability in hosted VoIP is a tremendous value. And I can attest to that because Telecom Warehouse, we have our office in Burnsville, and I have sub-agents that actually work from their home-based office that are tied to the Telecom Warehouse enterprise through their hosted VoIP. So we can do those kinds of things in the hosted VoIP environment, which we couldn't do in the old traditional environment with the old box sitting back in your phone closet.
Well, a big piece of that from the strategies that I've worked on with clients on this front is, you know, having your business, you know, taking all those calls and forwarding them to your salespeople without really having to know the relationship of where they're working. And if you add additional value to that, it's, you know, what is the square footage of office space cost you? Or the commute time, or talent that you can't get other places. There's a lot of value in that where you can, you know, use this new technology to bring those folks in. Can we talk about twinning to a cell phone? I think
absolutely.
That's extremely powerful
absolutely.
In the unified communications platform is that your office desk phone is ringing, but you happen to be, you know, between meetings, you know, and you're walking down the hallway. And the cell phone in your jacket pocket starts ringing as if it's your desk phone, and you're able to take that call on the fly, you know, walk into your next meeting, you know, and have taken a live call, handled it right there, and then moved on to the next thing.
One of the other things with twinning is also one of the really cool things is with most VoIP systems, you can have back to that unified piece. What'll end up happening is if you do ring on the cell phone, before it hits the cell phone's voicemail, it will pull it back and drop that voicemail call back into
absolutely.
Your general voicemail box at your office and then forward that message to your email. So again, one point to manage voicemail.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the value of that to a business owner. You know, you have a lot of turnover in a lot of industries where you're, you know, shedding salespeople because they're moving on or whatever. owning the customer contact information, you know, being able to distribute your DID numbers or your business information, but then having it reach a salesperson or a mobile person on their cell phone. But if that folk, you know, if that guy leaves the organization or that gal leaves the organization, you still maintain that contact because they're not getting a personal cell phone number at that point.
I will give out an example, Arlen. That's a great point. You know, generally when we talk about like real estate firms or we talk about like attorneys and lawyers, they own that content management. When we come back from the break, I'll give you a straight example of owning that content and that management. When salespeople leave, they want to maintain that relationship because it's proprietary to their business. So the simultaneous ring is huge. Everybody here that when it rings your desk phone and your cell phone gives instant gratification. I happen to live without that. I couldn't live without it. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more. We're going to dive into more features. You're listening to Telecom Warehouse, Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell from Telecom Warehouse. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
Attention Patriot listeners. Have you or a loved one been blown away from outrageous water softener pricing? If so, there's a solution. Merle's Water Conditioning. High-efficiency water softeners, whole-house filters, easy-to-maintain drinking water filters, and 54 years of experience you can count on. Call Merle's Water Conditioning to schedule your free and no-obligation water analysis and estimate today at 651-777-1349 or on the web at mywatermn.com. Water in the Twin Cities and surrounding metro is hard. Hard on your skin, hard on your hair, clothing, appliances, and hard on your wallet. All of that is hard enough, so I want to make finding the right solution for your water easy. This is Justin Rainier, third generation with Merle's Water Conditioning. For over 54 years, our family has been building a positive reputation in the water treatment industry, and we're not stopping now. That means no high-pressure sales and no pricing that'll knock you off your feet. Call us today.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149, or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. We are back with Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. If you have any questions regarding your telecommunications infrastructure, whether voice, data, or cellular service, give us a call at 952-513-2149. If you have any questions regarding your IT infrastructure and network security, I want you guys to give BlueNet a call. And how would they get a hold of you guys?
BlueNet's at 952-925-2583. That's 952-925-BLUE.
So on this topic of hosted VoIP, one of the really cool features and advantages when we talk about all these different types of functionality is how businesses are able to totally customize the features to their business. In other words, you may have some really techie people on staff. You may have some not so techie people on staff. The telephone could just be the telephone, and for others, they might want to have some types of integration. Well, what's really cool about this, and this is generally, and for example, even with Velocity's type of product, the customer has the ability to turn features on or off through a simple web portal. Now, guys, you've done online banking, right? Like either Wells Fargo or TCF. People have done online banking, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, imagine kind of having a tool like that for your phone system. So if you want to turn that feature of unified communications on for your voicemail, or you want to turn, Dave, if you want to turn your simultaneous ring on for, you know, when it rings your desk phone and your cell phone, each business can totally customize their features and how they want their calls to route either internally or externally through this web portal. So give us, you know, so through this web portal, you literally have the opportunity of turning things on or off. So that's one of the cool features. Would you guys like to add on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times an organization that has a traditional on-site phone system, you know, is challenged with being able to conveniently turn that on there. Maybe their on-site IT person is constantly going with other things or the task at hand of you know, some of the more critical pieces.
Absolutely.
And they don't get around to tuning and tweaking their old phone system because it's cumbersome. You know, offloading some of that back-end system management and system maintenance side, but then having a quick
human
access,
capital.
Yeah, adding and aiming right for the easy access of a portal to make changes, you know, very much frees up their time.
Anytime that you have to pick up the phone and call your phone guy or to come out and work on your phone system or that big box sitting back, that's time and materials. It's no different than if your washer dryer blows up and you got to call Sears to come out and service your maintenance contract. That's going to cost a business money. One of the advantages in the hosted world is that when you call your provider, like Dave Johnson from Velocity, that time and materials is covered because it's a managed system. It's sitting off-site. So that web portal is very, very cool. People enjoy being able to make things, you know, change things on the fly. Anywhere that you have internet access, whether you're sitting at your house or you're at your PC at the office or even changing phone, you know, features from your cell phone, anywhere that you have, you can access this portal. Those are some of the features. And again, when we talk about features, what might be important for some businesses might not be important. Things like caller ID, being able to transfer calls, all these things are kind of bundled together under this platform. Let's talk about, when I addressed the question earlier in the show, what is a missed phone call worth? Or what is connecting a phone call worth? What is one of the main features that businesses buy this type of service, this hosted PBX? Is the concept of disaster recovery, okay? What happens if Backhoe Bob is doing construction, and we refer to Backhoe Bob because he's out there and he's digging up cables everywhere in the world. What happens if he cuts the cable to your office and you guys are without phone service? Adam, can you address that and kind of the difference between the traditional architecture, what happens in hosted VoIP, and really it comes down to the central intelligence not being here, but the central intelligence being offsite?
So yeah, Charlie, these are great points. The disaster recovery is probably one of the biggest feature sets you get with a hosted platform, hosted VoIP platform.
It's really hosted. Anything has this type of scenario built into it. Applications on the server side as well as voice.
Sure, it doesn't have to be voice.
But in Charlie's example, the guy with the backhoe, you know, cuts through the connection to your building or cuts a major connection to an area. In the traditional sense, if you have a PBX sitting in your office, and let's say you have desk phones, and heck, maybe you even have the ability for people to, you know, forward calls outside the office.
Sure.
That local exchange is down to your office. Your business is now down.
You're out.
You're out. You cannot make or, you know, take phone calls at all, nor can you forward them out in that sense. Now, with a hosted platform, what ends up happening is if your local connectivity goes down, just the connectivity to that office is down, the PBX or the hosted VoIP platform that's in the cloud is still able to take phone calls. Worst case scenario, they'll roll to voicemail. with that web portal that Charlie was just mentioning earlier, one of the neat things you can do is, let's say you don't have twinning enabled, or you've got some reception staff or some internal staff, some customer service people that normally do not twin their cell phones because it's not necessary for their job. What you can do is you can go log into that web portal.
Absolutely.
And turn that on and start forwarding calls to outside cell phones or other branch offices.
Absolutely.
In the event you have a larger organization. And you can then instantly fail those calls over. So, again, worst case scenario, you still have the hosted VoIP solution picking up and answering, and you're not gone. You don't get the number's no longer in service or something like that.
Sure.
It's answering. It's dumping to voicemail. Best case scenario, you can go in and start pushing phone calls out to other branches or to cell phones.
Say, for example, that you're a plumber, like plumbing and heating, and you have service calls because somebody has a plumbing and heating issue. And, you know, going back to instant gratification, if somebody calls off an advertisement, they're going to go with the person that picks up the telephone. And if they call your plumbing and heating and you can't respond to that, or they get a disconnect, they're going to go in the next plumbing and heating because they have an issue. So what happens is, and Dave, we're going to talk about this here later in the show, is that when they set up the hosted VoIP platform, the sales engineer from the organization, like a Velocity, will help you design your portal and also help you build into it what happens if the phone call goes down. Where are we going to forward these numbers? And as Adam had mentioned, in that web portal, it's going to be predetermined. So if your main number goes out, is it going to forward to the business owner's cell phone? That customer calling in isn't going to know the difference because the call is actually connected to somebody. That's the whole goal of redundancy. We want to have the ability to connect that call and have it go somewhere. And Velocity, for example, the ISP, they will help you design this by asking certain questions. What happens? How do you want your calls to route? You know, what happens if there's a disaster, if power goes out? There's always business continuity.
And that's a good point, Charlie. One of the things
you can
you can automate some of the disaster failover. So, you know, if a chain of events were to happen, this is what happens in the system, in the cloud, essentially. This chain happens. We lose connectivity to an office. Automatically, we can start rolling calls to another office. Or automatically, I can start rolling calls to these five cell numbers that we have on file inside to some of our key employees.
And until that business owner goes into their portal and changes those features and functionality, that's what we call a call rule. It's set up, it's established, and it's going to maintain that way. Good. Go ahead.
I'm going to give you an example, Charlie. This past summer, there was a lot of storms. I know the Plymouth and the Golden Valley area got hit hard. We had a customer that went down. Now, they did not have a traditional, had a traditional solution, did not have a hosted solution. In the event they had a hosted solution, and in the event they went with BlueNet and had like a cloud desktop solution, what could have happened is they could have sent their employees home. They could have forwarded phone calls to either home phones or to cell phones that were distributed to their employees, and they could have remained operational. That's a huge thing. Without that, they lost a lot of money in sales. They lost a lot of money in productivity.
Absolutely.
And so on.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some extra features and functionality of hosted VoIP. And then we're going to talk to Dave Johnson about his Velocity product and its relevance to both Teleco Warehouse and BlueNet. You're listening to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
This is the Great American Work From Home Revolution that's changing the lives of great Americans, like you. It's IncomeRevolution.com. And listen, this is a fantastic way to earn from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. What are listeners saying about IncomeRevolution.com? After only 9 weeks, Jeff Rush made more than $4,500 from home in his spare time. No pressure, no selling soap. Anyone can do this. Or listener Kevin. With Income Revolution, Kevin made enough to cover his mortgage and even quit his day job. And finally, listener Kirsten, a busy dad who earned nearly $3,500 his first month. Would an extra few thousand change your life? No pressure, just an opportunity for great Americans like you to earn great money from home. Plus, they're giving one listener $1,000 just for checking them out. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. 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 Results not average. See website for results you can expect.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149, or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Before the break, we were talking about features and functionality of hosted PBX, hosted VoIP. And we know that there's a lot of features and functionality as far as feature sets. What else comes along with hosted VoIP to sort of entice or for businesses to become more aware of to help them, you know, invest in this type of technology? Well, first of all, one of the sales pitches that we use when we're talking with a customer is, imagine taking your current phone spend with your phone lines and your internet and, you know, you've got your traditional PBX. And here's the sales pitch again. Imagine Mr. Customer getting a brand new managed phone system with limited to no upfront cost, all the functionality that is totally customizable for your business, and it's going to be less money than you currently spend. That is a phenomenal opportunity for businesses to invest in because they can get all this technology and not really spend a dime. And why is that? Well, first of all, most carriers, like Velocity, as we'll talk about, the price that they get is based on the number of seats or the number of stations. So let's say you're a small business and you have 5 to 6 desk sets, you're going to have a price. Well, with hosted VoIP, this type of product is completely scalable. So let's say you hire a new employee and you're going to bring on a 7th person in the office and you need a 7th phone. Well, you can literally call up the ISP and say, ship me a phone. That phone is ready to go. You plug it into your Ethernet connection and you're up and running. You're going to bill for the 7 stations that you have. Well, God forbid that that client were to, let's say, terminate or leave. You literally can call the ISP and say, guess what? I don't need 7 sets. I need 6 sets. And it's going to adjust your bill. So those are some of the values. Number one, it's flexible. Number two, it's very inexpensive to install. I mean, generally, for example, it could be a couple $100s to maybe a $1,000 installation. Now, compare that $1,000 installation with everything, right, to going out and buying a phone system and spending $20,000 or $30,000.
In contrast that, Charlie, to the SMB phone system who might have a cap on users, might have a cap on handsets, might have a cap on your voicemail.
Sure.
And let's say you hit that wall. Let's say you're at 25 users and you want to bring on the 26th and 27th. You've got an SMB phone system, and the cap is 25 users. Now you got to go forklift out the entire phone system and go spend more capital to potentially replace it.
Well, and even on the flexible nature of phone systems, you know, having a traditional phone system and adding that 7th person and then, you know, down the road, you know, maybe through a slow season or something, you shed that seventh person, you're back down to six. In the traditional side, you've bought for the high water mark. You own it. You've paid for it.
It's your deal.
It's a capital expense that isn't flexible. It's, you know, having that flexible nature of it, that carries over to our cloud desktop product too. But, you know, it's one of those conversations, Pete, that business owners really see a lot of value in.
Technology changes so fast that the moment you buy a phone system literally becomes obsolete because they're going to come out with a new software, a new tool or technology that maybe, you know, for you to purchase, you'd have to go out and spend capital. So hosted VoIP is huge because there's no maintenance costs. There's no upfront capital. You get all the features and functionality. You never have to worry about that brain or the box calling up your phone vendor to come out and paying him for time and materials. That is the value of this type of product. When we look with a client, you know, sit down with a client, and we look at this type of technology, 9 times out of 10, all of the things we're talking about, their internet connectivity, their phone service, all the features and functionality, as well as the devices, generally come in less than what they're just spending for phone internet access. And that's where we come in with Dave Johnson from Velocity Telephone. We have Dave as our special guest here today because they specialize in this type of technology. And what's really, really cool is that both Telecom Warehouse and BlueNet use Velocity Telephone for services. I happen to use them for my agents on the hosted PBX. We tie them all together. We use all the features. BlueNet happens to use them for fiber. And what's really cool is that we are broadcasting live here today in Eagan at 1280 The Patriot. And Velocity has a huge footprint in Eagan, and they do a lot of fiber connections in Eagan. So they were able to work with the city of Eagan to build out a network infrastructure for a very, very cost-effective fiber connection, which is making a huge dent in this community. Dave, tell us a little bit about Velocity Telephone and what do you do with clients? I mean, talk to me about your product set and a little bit more about Velocity Telephone.
Velocity Telephone is located in Golden Valley, Minnesota. We offer all the internet services. Our fastest growing product is obviously the hosted voiceover, our virtual office product.
Sure.
Back to the Eagan Community Fiber Project, we kicked that off about 3 years ago, and we're signing up customers continually up there.
Absolutely.
We've actually even grown that project quite a bit, and that's how we ended up working with the guys over at BlueNet, and that's a nice project.
Fantastic. And obviously it's a very affordable solution.
Yeah. When we were moving in, we were looking for locations. We moved our office about a year ago, and we were actually pointed in the direction of Velocity and their Eagan Fiber. We were actually the first one on in that section.
Sweet.
You guys were able to extend for us, Dave. So
yeah, that's one of our connections to our secondary data center that runs off that too. So you know, we have, you know, in last week's conversation we talked about WAN virtualization, and you know that Velocity ISP connection over fiber is you know, part of that mix for us.
Cool. You know, one of the things that I didn't know about Velocity until working with you, Dave, was you were a part, and the listener out there, you still have a lot of people on this platform. You were a division of U.S. Family, right?
That's correct.
Talk about that.
The internet service provider.
Sure.
Started out in 1997 as a dial-up, grew that to a number of dial-up customers, and we all know that the dial-up's all gone away, and now fiber is kind of the new push, you know, big
sure.
bandwidth. And I really don't think that people know how important fiber and the deployment of that is to our world, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that Velocity, and I think this is, is a very important, is they can do a managed VoIP where they provide the internet connection. In other words, you get the T1 service, all the features and all the hardware through their company. But they can also do an unmanaged product. In other words, they can provide the device, the hosting, all the features, all the lines, but using your own internet connection. You guys really don't care what it is, right?
We do care. Right. But, you know, all of our customers are looking at saving a few bucks. They're
sure.
certainly going to save a few bucks with our service outright.
Absolutely.
But if we can pair that with a Comcast connection or something, or maybe even a Velocity Fiber product.
Sure.
That's ideal. But there are cases where we don't have fiber, obviously, and Charter's the best place versus a T1 that might be twice the price. Right.
So it's a cost effective play.
Right.
Well, what about if you're locked into a contract with your
existing vendor? Or it could be
contractual. Yeah. You know, a lot of times it's, you know, God, I need a new phone system right now, and I've got this 2-year agreement still in place with a current carrier. You know, that's a perfect fit for how you can kind of mix it in and get the, you know, hosted voice side, but, you know, also, you know, wait a little longer to switch everything over.
That's exactly right. You know, it's perfect for that.
For a small business customer, let's give a real live example of somebody that could benefit from giving Dave Johnson a call at Velocity. Let's say we have a small business real estate firm who needs features and functionality, and they have 10 agents in the office, and we're just using real estate because, you know, mobility and connecting calls. Let's say that they have 10 phones that they need.
Yep.
What would you run for a 10-station hosted per seat? Because we talked about how we price this, and generally the ISPs provide it's on a per seat basis. What would that run?
Somewhere between $26 and $28 per seat per month. So, you know, less taxes and fees, right?
Sure.
But that's going to put a brand new phone instrument on the desk.
Yep.
That's going to include phone service. That's going to include voicemail, the voicemail to email component, turnkey.
Everything that we talked about.
Yes, sir.
So 10 stations, 20, how much is that?
Let's just say $26 per seat.
So literally, if I'm doing the math correctly, that's $260, and you could have a basically an enterprise phone system with everything that we've talked about today.
That's spot on.
And Dave, you can get that going quickly.
Yeah.
Less bandwidth if they need new bandwidth, but if they have an existing, they're in a contract, like we used the example of earlier, you could turn that on fairly quickly.
That's absolutely right. Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, when I set up my services with Velocity, because I mentioned that Telecom Warehouse uses this, I think my setup costs were literally $150.
That sounds right.
So I was able to, for $150, to get an enterprise phone system to bring all my agents together, do everything we've talked about today, and the bill is very insignificant to the amount of features. I mean, that's really your value in the marketplace.
You're right on there.
Well, and let's add in there that, Charlie, you've got the Velocity service team in your back pocket to handle any issues you might have.
Sure.
You don't have to spend your time dealing with it. I think that's the greatest value of hosted anything, you know, is having that services side in your back pocket and not having to chew up your time or your IT guy's time dealing with that kind of issue when, you know, they're off to strategic projects around, you know, what's the next software package or, you know, what are some of the user pieces that will help your team of people be more productive?
When features, you know, again, think about, like, I always like to use the example. Do you guys remember the cell phone that you guys had 10 years ago? Remember the cell phone had?
The big brick.
Probably a BlackBerry, maybe. Maybe something like that, or maybe didn't even have data.
Even a flip phone.
Even a flip phone. Look at the cell phone that you have today and how much has changed in 10 years. Think about that in the telephony world. Things are changing so fast that if you went out and bought a phone system, next year it's going to be obsolete. And you have to spend up a huge amount of money and capital on the maintenance costs, the upgrades, the service work. In the hosted environment, you get all that free. And say, for example, let's say Velocity Telephone with your proprietary product, you guys develop a feature. Maybe it's call recording or whatever the case may be. You guys will push that feature out to whoever is on this platform, and they can say, boy, do I want to use this or do I not want to use this? It's there for me. Which is pretty sweet.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because the whole system has kind of evolved around that. Customers say, hey, what about this? What about that? What about call recordings? A great example.
Sure.
And it ends up getting developed.
Absolutely.
Deployed. And everybody's happy.
It's awesome. In fact, we've got a customer up in, a big landscaping customer up in Ham Lake. And one of the things that they do around Christmas time, because they sell wreaths, is they're on hold music and commercials are customized to the fact that they discount and sell wreaths during the wintertime. So they have a recorded message that is specialized, and then when it comes off the Christmas season, they just go back to their normal on-hold music, and so it's totally customizable, and everything can be done right through their web portal, which, again, is customized to their business, which is pretty sweet. So this week, again, we talked about hosted VoIP, some of the features and the functionality, and when we talk about features, the features are endless. We could talk about, you know, caller ID and all these other things, but we wanted to focus on the ones that were what we think are the most significant and relevant to business. Dave, how does somebody get a hold of Velocity Telephone?
Send me an email, sales@velocitytelephone.com, www.velocitytelephone.com, or you can reach me directly at 763-331-8030.
Give that one more time to the listener.
763-331-8030.
Thank you for tuning into Telecom Soup this week. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We hope you had a good time, and visit us next week from 12 to 1 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continue to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States.